Trump highlights assaults of public officials in D.C., lawlessness in Navy Yard. By Nick Gilbertson on August 11, 2025. Washington, President Donald Trump highlighted examples of crimes against public officials and lawlessness in Navy Yard in Southeast Washington, D.C. Over the weekend during his announcement that the federal government is taking control of the Metropolitan Police Department. Trump pointed to the recent assault of a former Department of Government Efficiency (DOGE) staffer, the stabbing of an aide to Senator Rand Paul (RKY), the gunpoint carjacking of Representative Henry Queller (DTX) in October 2023 in Navy Yard, and the killing of former Trump administration official Mike Gill, among other horrific examples. Days ago, a former member of the DOGE staff was savagely beaten by a band of roving thugs after defending a young woman from an attempted carjacking. "He was left dripping in blood," Trump said. "He thought he was dead, with a broken nose and concussion. Can't believe that he's alive. He can't believe it." In June, a 21-year-old congressional intern was tragically killed after being hit by a stray bullet in a drive-by shooting, he added. A former Trump administration official named Mike Gill, fantastic person, was murdered last year in cold blood in a carjacking, blocks away from the White House. "We all knew him, great person, waiting for his wife as she was walking to the car." A Democrat congressman was also carjacked at gunpoint, not far from the Capitol. And in 2023, an aide to Senator Rand Paul was stabbed in the chest and head by a demented lunatic as he walked out of the street, just absolutely for no reason. Horrifically, last July 4th weekend, a 3-year-old girl was shot in the head and killed while sitting in a car near the Capitol. "It's becoming a situation of complete and total lawlessness. And we're getting rid of the slums too," he continued. Notably, there were also perpetrators roaming the streets of the Navy Yard on the 4th of July, shooting off fireworks into and onto apartment buildings. Trump went on to point out that gunshots were fired just north of Nationals Park in Navy Yard over the weekend. "Just this past weekend, gunfire went through, and you saw that, the Navy Yard. I saw it this morning. They saw that they fought back against," he noted, adding that they fight back until you knock the hell out of them because it's the only language they understand. Trump added that now law enforcement is allowed to do whatever the hell they want.